Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you so much for joining us. We're now into the second hour of this Friday edition, the 19th day of June, 2009. Bob Chapman with us for the next hour. And we've got several guests in studio dealing with the fluoridation of the water supply. Fluoride's a catch-all term. Sodium fluoride is bad enough for you, but we're going to break down what is really being put in the water supply today and the successful fight against fluoridation going on around the planet. There is hope, ladies and gentlemen. So key information coming up there. I've been ranting and raving the last 3 days because they've now unveiled, and it's worse than I first thought it would be. I knew the banks had gotten unlimited power to loot and steal, but now it says to seize any corporation, any company, take over the nation, that they're implementing the executive orders already in place for economic martial law. I'm going to go over some of those executive orders this hour. And they're using the swine flu as another cover for that. But Ron Paul has said this is a financial dictatorship. He agrees with me. He has now come out and pointed out that the Federal Reserve is to get more power than even Congress under this new system. So they engineer the crisis, get unlimited money. Now they want the power to seize not just GM and Ford and Chrysler, but factories, restaurants, businesses, dealerships. And then they admit that the Democratic Party mainly keeps the dealerships they want and sells the others and gives them to friends. I mean, this is happening faster than I even thought it could. Bob Chapman, of course, was in military intelligence in Berlin. When he got out of the military, he became the biggest gold and silver broker, individual silver broker out there. He had one of the largest newsletters, and he retired. He came back. He's an international forecaster. He's been a guest on international TV and radio literally thousands of times, and he joins us each Friday. Bob, this is getting even crazier quicker than I thought. Can you break down what this new, quote, regulatory overhaul is?
Well, I think what they want to do here is be able to control all forms of financial machinations, if you may, anything that has to do with money. And what I think they're going to do is, if they can get away with it, and there's a lot of resistance in Congress, and that's borne out by the numbers I received yesterday on H.R. 1207, which is Ron Paul's bill to audit the Federal Reserve. I understand it's 258 co-sponsors. And that means that there's a lot of people in Congress, even though 5 or 10% of their campaign contributions come from Wall Street banking, insurance, etc. I think they're under so much pressure from the public, not only their constituents, but others who are writing them, that this is a phenomenal amount of co-sponsors. So I do not think they're going to get through this proposed rule changes so that the Federal Reserve can become a monster money czar, if you want to call it that. They like that word czar very much. I think they've created about 14 or 15 of them. Anyway, I also want to refer here to your report on Prison Planet. Obama regulatory reform plan officially establishes banking dictatorship in the United States. And it's really terrific. It's kind of like an outline. And for those of you who haven't seen it, please go and take a look at it. It's dated June 18th, which was yesterday.
Well, Bob, break down why, from your perspective, why it's so important. And also, you were in intelligence in Berlin. They're now admitting the CIA is hiring domestic bankers to go out and help set up this financial dictatorship. Because if they can control the economy and the money, they're going to control everything. And this is their tool to bring in their new world order. So I want to break that down and how we defeat it, how we fight back against it, with Bob Chapman on the other side of this quick break.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be, all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I want to open the phones up, financial questions only for Bob Chapman. There's a million of those to ask. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Bob Chapman is our guest right now. Going back to Bob. Bob, for stations that just joined us, we were going over Obama regulatory reform plan officially establishes banking dictatorship in the United States. And in a few minutes, I'm going to play a short Ron Paul clip where he says, yes, the banks will have more authority under this than Congress. And the way the bill reads, even the LA Times admitted that it gives them power over anything connected to the economy, any market, any company, from a hot dog stand to a bank to an insurance company. And you were getting into our article from PrisonPlanet.com, Obama regulatory reform plan officially establishes banking dictatorship in the United States. Is it that it's so big and so over the top, people have trouble realizing the magnitude of the very banks that engineered the crisis, that have stolen tens of trillions? They now not only won't tell us where the money went, but they are going to be the regulators of themselves and over the rest of Main Street they've already devastated.
This is a form of dictatorship. There's no question. The important things are that there is no control whatsoever by Congress, which you've mentioned, and it is a private corporation. They refuse to answer government subpoenas. They say that it's a state secret when asked about what they're doing, and that's why Ron Paul's bill is so important. We can cut this whole thing off at the pass if that bill is passed, and it certainly stands a great chance in the House of passing. One of the things that I thought of in regard to this, which sort of meshes what you were talking about earlier about the hiring of people for the CIA to go into economic and financial matters, I think that at this time, the Treasury Department, in conjunction with the Fed and the people who control our government from behind the scenes, they are making this move in behalf of the Fed now as an offense in a defensive manner because of what's going on in Congress. What they want to say is, well, we want the Fed to be able to handle these things, and you want to audit it or shut it down, and we can't have that because it's so crucial. This is what they're up to here.
I was about to ask you that. This looks like kind of a fleeing forward or asking for the moon because they're under attack. People are saying, we're going to audit you. There's subpoenas from Congress. They're refusing those subpoenas from Congress. So really, this constitutional crisis is forming. There shouldn't be a crisis. This isn't the president refusing subpoenas. This is a private offshore bank that's getting all these public funds saying, you can't look at what we're doing, after promising the public it would all be transparent. Their ace in the hole is they own the president, and they own the military-industrial complex. You know, so speak to that. But then also, we have Mr. Perkins, who wrote Confessions of an Economic Hitman, and I've actually interviewed him now for the next Obama film coming out, John Perkins. And Mr. Perkins, you know, was hired by the NSA and the CIA, top of his class, family and all these big corporations. He was sent in. He would be given orders by army generals into third world countries to buy off politicians, to threaten them, to take control, do the same thing. And now Reuters says the CIA is going to operate inside the U.S. and is hiring all these out-of-work bankers to make sure we are all under economic slavery, Bob.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. And that's what all of that recruiting is all about. They want to use these people against us. One of the things that's behind this, and incidentally, to just go a little bit further on their recruiting, but further than that, is what they're up to here is this is pure psychological warfare. That's exactly what it is. They know that the House is going to vote for this bill. I don't know what the Senate will do, but I assume perhaps they will as well. And in order to cut that off, what they're trying to do is say, we can't allow the Fed to be audited or tampered with in any way because it's too important and so on and so forth. This is the Psy War aspects of it.
Yeah, we're in the middle of a crisis. If you audit the Fed, they're already saying this, it's going to cause a depression. They've hired this big lobbying firm, and we now see their branding. If you audit us, it'll destroy confidence, and we'll have a depression, and we're going into a depression. That way, even if we get the audit, they'll blame us for the depression they engineered.
That's correct. And, of course, anybody who has any financial background whatsoever looks at this thing and says, I mean, these are the guys that caused this thing. How can we allow them to take us out of it? And which is ridiculous. But anyway, the recruiting is for to do exactly as you said, but it goes one step further. The concept behind the thought pattern of the elitists is that all the money in America, all the wealth in the world for that matter, belongs to them. It does not belong to you. You have it on a temporary basis. And so consequently, I think that what they're going to do eventually, and other countries will follow, they will probably set up currency controls of some kind. Not right away, in the future, maybe 2 or 3 years down the line when inflation is going bonkers again. But these are some of the things that...
Well, that's what they're announcing. They're saying in Australia they're going to make people go to chips no more cash. Even if you use cash here, it's going to be tied to a thumbprint or a face print to, quote, stop the underground economy. And this really is a worldwide financial dictatorship run by intelligence agents. Bob, back when you were in intelligence, before you got into finance, you know, they told you guys you were doing what you were doing, fighting the dirty commies. And you know, there was some truth to that. But now, how are they going to recruit these bankers and people to go around butchering America and forcibly taking over corporations? I mean, they're saying the Fed is going to go in and reorganize the economy and grab whatever industries they want, where basically only select crony capitalist institutions are going to be allowed to even survive, much less prosper. I mean, the people that are being recruited by CIA, are they either idiots or are they just outright evil and are going to enjoy being able to go out and commit crime?
Well, usually, unfortunately, they draw some of the best people. And my experience with the people that I was involved with, they were all extraordinarily bright. But at that time, we didn't have the things going on that we have today. And today, there are not jobs out there for people who are sometimes double and triple degreed. And so out of the fact that they can't get a job anywhere that's decent, if the CIA offers them a good position, they're going to take it because they're going to say, if I don't take it, I'm not going to eat.
And so they take our tax money and then hire economic goons to literally go around and blow out what's left of U.S. companies so they can be looted off to the internationalists. I mean, that's what's happening, Bob.
That's right. And the police are in America with this federalization are in the same bag. I mean, they either quit their job and become part of the program. This is how they capture people. And, you know, unless you want to leave your job, there's no way out. You've got to stay and do the dirty work of the bad guys.
My God, Bob, they're announcing unemployment numbers exploding, housing prices plunging even faster, the Fed coming out and saying, forget having a bank of the world, they're still going to have that and global currency controls and global interest rate controls and setting global taxes to stop tax avoidance havens, as the OECD says. Can you explain to people what it means that the Fed is jumping directly two or three pieces to the end game immediately? I didn't see that happening.
I didn't either. And I was really shocked that they went this way, in this offensive way, as a defense. But, you know, in psychological warfare, this is the kind of thing that you do. And what they're asking for is U.S. and then probably world financial domination. And you're absolutely right. And, you know, you talk about these offshore accounts. The U.S. Treasury has had, as well as the Fed, do have secret offshore accounts. And they go through the American system, like in the bond market, and they will buy bonds. And we can't tell that they're doing that because we can't investigate them. If this bill passed, we can find out what they're doing. And then you run into money laundering. There's all sorts of real horrible things are going to be exposed.
You think we'd find something 1,000 times, 100 times worse than Madoff and others if we ever audited the Fed, Bob?
Absolutely. And incidentally, now that you bring up Mr. Madoff, and that sort of, that was a scam, not a Ponzi scheme, I have to refer to Mr. Greenberg, who was the head of AIG, and he testified yesterday, and when he essentially stole the stock in the company and put it into Star Investments from AIG, he hired a jet with guards, and they took the certificates of AIG stock and put them in offshore accounts. Now, you hear about these offshore accounts, and you hear about the U.S. government running all over the place trying to find out who's got them, and they don't touch top members of the Illuminati.
That's right. You got the big kingpins, and they'll fry a few mid-level ones to pacify the public. Well, meanwhile, they're testifying in Congress that they're stealing everything blind right in front of everybody. That's like the Pentagon when they said you got $2 trillion missing, and they said, yeah, we're not going to tell you where it is. We got the Predator drones, people. We'll take over. Yeah.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop. Thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Your calls are coming up in the next segment at 1-800-259-9231. Bob Chapman, I'm sure you saw the ACLU letter and even mainstream news outlets reporting the incredible headline all protest terrorism. And another headline, all acts of protest, low-level terrorism. All of the Army soldiers are now being taught as part of their security training that protesting is illegal and anti-government, anti-American. You dovetail that with a DHS report saying veterans are terrorists, gun owners are terrorists, people with third-party bumper stickers are terrorists. I mean, this is so outrageously un-American and tyrannical. It's so patently obvious that the people teaching this are the terrorists. I mean, this is right out of the Soviet Union, right out of Nazi Germany. Where do you see this going? Or like you said, with the PSYOP, are they just trying to be so incredibly off the chart, obvious with their tyranny, that they think people are just going to accept it and go, yes, protesting is illegal, never allowed in America?
Well, I think that that's what their intention is, and whether they're going to be successful or not remains to be seen. Our armed forces personnel are not stupid, and they're going to say to themselves, no, this isn't right, and 90% of them will think that way. And so they may be making noises to condition people, particularly in the military, and people who hear about it, about anybody who disagrees is a terrorist. It's not going to be bought, but it'll scare some people, there's no question. I mean, you have, again, almost half the people in America are functionally illiterate. And they'll, unfortunately, believe everything.
Well, Bob, I think you just hit it. This is meant to be obviously tyranny. And it's meant to make all the thinking people go, whoa, we really do have a tyranny. I better shut up. It's meant to be a bullying, chilling effect. And if we shut up and let them bully us, then the real corruption and oppression comes in.
No, I think you're absolutely right, and that's a good take on it. But underlying the whole thing, you can see the direction that they're going in. And that direction is toward total government. And, you know, every day we come up with another facet of what they're trying to do. And you can imagine the many, many people that they have planning these things. I wouldn't doubt it that they had hundreds of thousands of people coming up with these ideas every day via the foundations and think tanks and within governments. And don't forget the governments all connect with each other. They all see each other, the Bilderberger meetings. And so they're all linked together. And so something, an idea comes out of the think tank in Germany, and it's spread throughout all of the other illuminous conclaves, and it becomes a project, and that's where they get these things from. And you know, the public has got to understand they have an endless amount of money, and they work 24 hours a day at this. And you know, you and I and people like us have a mountainous job trying to get the word to the public of what they're doing and why they're doing it. And in this case, why they're doing it again is conditioning. They want you to think that anybody who says anything or criticizes government in any way is a terrorist.
Unbelievable. Bob, I've been throwing out my questions. We're about to break and come back and go to calls, but so much is happening in the economy, and you're a guy, for those that don't know who you are out there, all of these stations who have just made hundreds and hundreds of accurate forecasts and predictions about the economy with stunning accuracy. What is most important right now in the economy? What's some of the other news that people should know about the direction of the economy and where it's going?
Well, I think coming up in July, they're going to have a second quarter earnings, and they're not going to be very good. And I think that before the month is over, that the stock market will start down. And whether it'll go down to 6,600 at this time during the summer remains to be seen. But I think there's a good shot that we could go back to 6,600 on the Dow in the fall and test it. At the same time, I see that every time gold sticks its head up, they try to knock it down. But the physical market keeps on coming through. And as long as that continues, gold will remain relatively strong.
All right. Let's get more into that after the quick break. TheInternationalForecaster.com is his website. Get a free copy of the newsletter there, either the e-letter or the hard copy. And our websites are PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.com. And, of course, the ObamaDeception.net, the new blockbuster film we released. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman on this Friday edition.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com. and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com. Chapman, you got cut off by the break there, getting into where you see gold going. You did predict the last three ups and downs of the stock market with amazing accuracy. You've done a great job predicting gold. You said you thought it would go up to 960. It did and passed that. You said they'd probably push it back down a few more times throughout the summer, but you and many others are predicting it's going to go way up, what, into the fall, winter of next year. Break down, looking at the tea leaves there, Bob Chapman, and doing this for 50 years, what you think is going to happen with gold and silver in the short term and the long term.
Well, I think we have a good shot at going through 1,000 before the year is out. And if I had to pick a time, I would say October would be a good one, or in December for that matter. And so that's the way I think it's going to go, in spite of the inner workings and manipulation of the working group in financial markets which is a legal entity within government that does 24 hours a day manipulate all markets. And that's another thing that will be exposed in the audit of the Federal Reserve, just what they're doing in these markets. I mean, this legislation is going to be devastating. It's got to pass because we can cut them off at the pass. It is, you just have no idea how important it is. I call it the most important legislation in the last 100 years. And incidentally, you were going to play a tape by Ron Paul. You said you had a 2 or 3 minute piece you wanted to play.
Yes, we do have that. I want to get to that after we take a few calls here, okay. Bob, because I've got time today. If you can do it, to hold a little bit into the next hour before our in-studio guests show up to get into the forced medicating of the water supply. But, yes, that's going to come up after we take some calls. But specifically, getting back to H.R. 1207, with over 230 sponsors last time I checked, it's going to the floor in the near future. Incredible debates there. Then it's probably going to pass the House. There's a good chance of that. And then going to the Senate. But as Ron Paul has said, we win either way, because if they fight being audited, if they continue to say they're above the law in secret, that only educates more people. 5 years ago, almost no one knew the Federal Reserve was private or even knew what the Federal Reserve was. Now the general public knows these are the bad guys. These are the offshore banks. And so any way you cut it, the fact that they're the illegitimate financial government has come out, and now, like you said, they're trying to fail forward by becoming the entire government overall and bringing us under international control through this new Bank of the World that Time Magazine and Newsweek and the Wall Street Journal are all pushing. So there's no more denial about the fact that there's offshore banks trying to set up a world financial dictatorship with physical backing. The only issue is, will we have a fighting spirit and stand up and say no to this attempted takeover? You know, people say, well, they're not going to pass it, or, oh, they're going to have what they want, or they're invincible. No, they're not. Look how far we've come. I mean, Bob, what has it been like for you, 45, 50 years with G. Edward Griffin and others, an icon in fighting this, and to now see the type of traction we've got, but at the same time to see so many snot-nosed people who don't like the New World Order, but saying there's nothing we can do. I mean, why don't they have a fighting spirit?
I think it's just human nature. There are certain types of personality out there. I get letters from these people, and I answer them all. And I'll say, look, if you want to give up, why don't you just go commit suicide? I mean, to make it simpler. Of course, I don't think anybody does that, but I think they get the point. And, you know, I am so, you know, I've been saying this over and over again on all the radio stations I've been on for the last 3 months, pushing Ron Paul's agenda in relation to the Federal Reserve. Even if we had lost, which it doesn't look like we're going to, we got a shot at winning. But even if we had lost, there are millions and millions of people who now know who the enemy is and what they're up to.
Absolutely, and this is a process. The globalists, it's taken them hundreds of years to build this. In just a few decades, we are starting to tear it down. So they're trying to build it, and as they're building it, we're busy removing bricks to where what they've built is a dysfunctional mess. It's not going to work. We're winning. I mean, resistance and the will to fight is the key component to victory, is it not, Bob?
It certainly is, and that's why I have kept for 50 years, next year it'll be 50 years, I would not give up. And, you know, Ed Griffith was in the same boat along with Alan Stang and Anthony J. Hilder, and some of our pals are now deceased, but we're going to win. I can feel it. I know. 3 weeks ago at the Bilderberger meeting, as you know, they said, tops in the agenda. We think this thing is getting out of control. We better haul it in here before we're hung out to dry. Well, the problem for them is they can't haul it in here. They can't do it. They're going to have to play it out to the end, and the end for them is at the end of a rope.
Amazing. Well, it is us or them, ladies and gentlemen. I want to go to Todd and Chris and Joe and Randall and Bill and Nick and many others here in just a moment, but I wanted to get like a three-minute report real fast from Ted Anderson, because gold went way up and it dropped some, but still way up on the year. And I wanted to bring Ted up on this Friday edition, the owner of Genesis Communications, also the owner of Midas resources, and I've searched around for gold and silver. This is where I've decided to do my shopping because they have the best deals. They have great deals on bullion coins, really collector coins at bullion prices, and collector coins, and some really good deals on collectible silver coins. Ted Anderson, good to have you here with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex. It's very interesting what's going on in the gold market. You're right, right now the prices are down a little bit, and that just makes me want to buy it even more. Just watching what the Fed is doing and what's going on in Congress, and that H.R. 1207 bill, if the people of the United States haven't figured it out yet, if the United States government won't get themselves on a gold standard and silver, then the people of the United States will do it without them. And that's exactly what's going on. A lot of people are getting interested in gold and silver coins. We're seeing a great interest, you know, boil up. And right now, literally, we have even less than 3%. I wouldn't even doubt if the numbers are less than 1% of the people are getting into gold at this time. By the time 5% of the people wake up and feel that they need to have gold and silver as a part of their portfolio, gold will be over $10,000 an ounce. And, you know, silver, who knows, will be at there maybe 150, 200. And they're just, the supply is going to be so short, there just won't be enough to go around.
Yeah, let me ask Bob that question because I want him to elaborate. All these big time analysts on mainstream TV are saying it's going to go above 2,000, sure thing. Now, when I start seeing mainstream, media come out and say 2,000, I start thinking maybe that isn't going to happen. You know, now, when they're saying it isn't, I start thinking it is. Will gold go above $2,000 an ounce in the near future?
Yes, I think it will. And I think the reason that they're doing that, and that includes J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, and others who are in on this, so to speak, because they want to limit the increase in the price of gold to $2,000 an ounce. That's why they're giving into that number now at some time in the future, because they don't want it going any higher than that. And that's what that is all about. Again, psychological warfare. They're supplanting in people's minds that's going to be the top of the market. It doesn't seem relative right now, but it will later.
Absolutely. Ted Anderson, tell folks about today's specials that are going to run through the weekend if they want to call and start getting into gold and silver.
Well, yeah, we've been trading those Lakota rounds for $21, I think $21.50, right around in that range here. But because silver has dropped back from about $14.75 down to about $14.21, I've been able to offer the Lakotas back down at that $20 level, which is a really great buy. I mean, this is one of the coins that really flies in the face of the Fed because, you know, like they're indicting the guy from NORFED right now in legal trouble. I just don't know how the United States government's going to be able to step in and tell a sovereign nation that they can't have a currency coin. And we'll see how that plays out. But obviously with what happened to the NORFED coin, they went up so high in price when the feds came in and did their thing with that. I shut that organization down and confiscated silver, which by the way...
You know, it's funny, Ted. I had no idea that you were going to talk about the Liberty Dollar when you were coming on today, and I was holding up a Liberty Dollar because I was about to talk about that as soon as you left us, leave us here in a few minutes. But absolutely, folks, get into these Lakotas because they're gorgeous coins, and it may be going down the same road as the Liberty Dollar. And these suckers go for hundreds and hundreds of dollars an ounce now because they're now such collectors because this company got shut down. Land of the free, home of the brave, can't coin your own silver, can't coin your own gold. We're going to be breaking that down coming up a little bit later in this hour. But, Ted, fire out the toll-free number for folks.
Yeah, they can get us at 1-800-686-2237. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237. The nice thing is I was able to buy quite a supply of these Lakota coins, so I can deliver them real fast. And I know that people want to get the gold and silver in their hands. I mean, if you'd be a fool right now to get certificates. It just doesn't make sense.
Not absolutely. You want to physically hold it. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. The brokers will be there tonight and all weekend. Thank you, Ted.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. Bob, I wanted to bring this up and then go to calls finally, because every few weeks I see an article about man arrested at Best Buy or man arrested at Walmart or man arrested at drugstore for trying to pay for something with a $2 bill. $2 bills are Federal Reserve issued, quote, U.S. Mint issued with the Declaration of Independence on the back, and the public is so ignorant and the police are so ignorant, they will still take you to jail and charge you. Usually it gets dropped down the line. But for those that don't know, it's free association, free barter. If you're, you know, it's against the law to copy U.S. currency. The Federal Reserve took that over and does that. So they're really counterfeiters. But if you counterfeit their counterfeit currency, you go to jail because that debases and devalues the currency, what the private Federal Reserve is doing themselves. But if I wanted to go out and strike, say, 1,000, you know, coins with my face on them or your face or the Easter Bunny's face on them, that's my right. And if somebody wants to barter and I go, hey, silver's 15 bucks an ounce, you want to give me 15 bucks worth of products for this, that would then happen. And for those that don't know, cities and counties and all over the U.S. for hundreds of years have barter, have local notes. The feds are now going after those groups. So we see them trying to, as they debase the Federal Reserve note, I think getting ready for inflation and that money to be discredited. Like you said, currency controls, not just outside currency controls, trying to trade your dollars as they are imploded in the future, but also where people can't, oh, I'll trade in silver, my own silver, even if it's old U.S. silver, or I'll trade in gold, whether it's Kruger Rands or British Sovereigns or American Ingles, or oh, our local town will do script. You know, that's accepted at the auto repair place and the beauty salon and at the grocery store. I mean, there's already hundreds of towns and cities doing this. It's not illegal, but the feds, it says, Asheville man charged an alleged Liberty Dollar fraud scheme. They were advertising all over TV and radio. They were mainstream. They were just saying alternative currency system, totally legal. And the feds raided them, and people said, well, we believe this is legal. You know, the news, because it's legal to have your own alternate currencies as long as you're not saying you're the Federal Reserve or the Treasury, and they weren't. And I said, no, folks, they had the gold and silver on hand for their certificates as well, and the feds aren't charging. They didn't have enough gold and silver. They stole that. It was now in the indictments, they admit, saying this is counterfeit. How is it counterfeit, Bob, to have free association and make your own coins out of a precious metal and sell them, whether it's commemorative or whatever?
Well, it isn't, and I think when you see the court cases that the government will lose, if the government does not lose, you'll know that the courts are rigged, because it's not illegal. It's legal. The Berkshire dollar is a good example. It's been in existence for a long time in Massachusetts, particularly Western Massachusetts, and you go and buy a dollar's worth, and you pay 97 cents or 95 cents for the Berkshire dollar. And there's nothing wrong with that, but they want to shut all these things down because they don't want anybody competing with the Federal Reserve notes, whether it's in script like Berkshire or whether it's in coins that Alex and Bob made up with Ron Paul's face on it. They don't want anything like that. It's dictatorial, and you're right back to square one again.
Well, I mean, take Dave and Buster's. For folks that don't have that in their area of the country, it's a big place with three or four restaurants and whack-a-mole games and foosball and skee ball and all that stuff, and you can take the kids there and eat dinner and then, you know, go spend a few bucks. But you, in the old days, you'd get tokens. Now you get a debit card, but you put your $20 bill in, and then you get tokens. That'd be like the Secret Service hiding out at Dave and Buster's or an arcade, arresting the arcade owner for giving people tokens for dollars. I mean, this is just unbelievable that this is happening. And these guys were out in the open doing nothing wrong. And this coin that I got back at the time for $5, because I let listeners pay for videos with silver coin. It just needs to be denominated, you know, in the amount of the books and videos they buy. And I've gotten quite a bit of silver in the mail over the years. And these collector's items I got for $5 a piece back when silver was at $5, 5-6 years ago, this coin is worth hundreds on eBay. So I guess I did a pretty good thing. But maybe I'll be arrested, Bob, for even having this because I'm in such a free country.
Well, you know, that may eventually happen. You know, government has the ability to outlaw anything, and that's why they have executive orders, which I think should be totally done away with, along with lobbying and campaign finance. And I have the solutions for them. But the path that we're taking here is that the government is going to, in the future, outlaw lots of things. And if we have high unemployment, which I think we will have, 35, maybe 50%, because we're already at 20.4%, and it's not going to be difficult to get much higher, I think the people will finally say, no, we're not going to do that. And that's where the steel will meet the brick, and we're going to find out just how far the government's willing to go.
Well, I mean, my grandmother, still alive, great lady, she remembers being a little girl in Dallas, and my grandfather was from Dallas as well, and he remembers his daddy having to go turn in their gold, wink, wink, they didn't turn it all in, $4 back from the Federal Reserve, and then at half price, what the government said, no gold is worth this much, and then a year later, the feds doubled the price of gold and made profits, and private banks were given that money. So I guess if Americans are told today to give their kids to the government, if they told them, throw your kids off a cliff, they might do it. We're going to come back and take calls for Bob Chapman, but here's WorldNet Daily reporting on the Baltimore Sun. Man arrested for using $2 bill. Folks, $2 bills even Federal Reserve money. They don't care. They have a hunger to put you in prison. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve,
surrender,
or surrender.
All canned food supplies
will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot.
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Chapman, let's go to some phone calls here. Bob's going to be with us for 15 minutes in the next hour, so plenty of time to take your calls. If you think it's kooky to not want to drink sodium fluoride in your water, wait till we have a doctor here in studio with us coming up later in the next hour. Todd in Texas, you're on the air with Bob Chapman and Alex Jones. Go ahead.
Good day, gentlemen. I am en route to an appointment where I will become a bronze member of the police state control grid. I'm a Texas educator. Alex, can you guess what I'm getting ready to go and do?
You're getting ready to go be biometrically scanned?
Yes, I am. And let me tell you, it sickens me to the very core of my being, sir. I've been an educator for 10 years. I have literally kept kids from committing suicide, and this is how I'm being repaid. I've contacted my representatives. I've contacted the ACLU. I've contacted the Texas Education Agency. And I didn't realize it, but I really angered the director of fingerprinting and investigations when he said he was just doing his job. And I said that was the defense they used at Nuremberg. So I just thought that, you know, I'd commemorate this day by calling in and letting you know.
Well, I guessed because I know that a lot of educators are having to do it right now to get ready for next year to start. But they lie and say you've got to be vaccinated. You don't. They lie and say you've got to be fingerprinted. It is a policy. They, you know, they call it a law, but all over the nation and all over the world, this is being standardized. And the big think tanks admit to get everybody ready to thumbprint, to buy and sell, because they're going to skip ahead of the world currency. You're going to still have regional currencies. It's just going to all be globally standardized. This is all under UN treaty already. And so that's why you'll see a 80-year-old man at Walgreens showing his ID to buy pipe tobacco. I've seen an ancient man on the little four-ended walker, barely able to get his money up to the counter, showing his ID to the messy, literally going, here you go, because it's all about mindless, zero-tolerance enforcement. Oh, the 10-year-old's got in a fist fight. You go to prison now. You don't get in trouble and get swats or get sent home or get patted on the back and told good job, boys, like they're supposed to be men. It's all about throwing the book at you. And so CPAs, lawyers, people that are involved in real estate at all levels, not just the brokers, but also the real estate agents. Everybody's having to thumbprint and digital photo. They don't tell you it's a face scan. Head Start comes in, does it to your kids, doesn't even ask you. This is all this, in their own words, cashless society control grid being put in. Bob Chapman comments on this. This is the Federal Reserve omnibus global banking scheme making the slaves only use their currency, only use their system, killing all anonymity, all freedom. Nothing to do with protecting the kids.
Yes, you're right. And what they ultimately want is a chip or a debit card. And if you say one thing out of the way about government, your debit card doesn't work anymore and your chip shuts down. And this is where they're headed with all this.
And by the way, you know, used to, we didn't even have driver's license. Then we had driver's license. Now, if you don't face print, thumbprint, handprint, you don't get in Disney World, you don't get in SeaWorld. If you don't follow every order we give you, you don't eat, you don't have a job. And now it's guilty until proven innocent. But then the schools will keep the pedophiles working there. This has nothing to do with that either. This is about training Todd that he's a slave. Todd, what do the other teachers think?
You know, I have a couple people that I've worked with over the years that have slowly come around. I've given them, I mean, I've passed out literally about 2,000 of your films and found the way into the hands of educators, and they've watched it. But really, you know,
stay there. I want to hear more. Back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.